Beth Esser and News. I'm Mary Rose. Multiple people have been shot at a Mormon church in Grand Blanc, Michigan. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Local police said in a social media post the shooting took place at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc, about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police stressing there is no ongoing threat to the public.
A weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda is causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It is expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane in the next few days. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says a tropical depression that is expected to cross part of the Bahamas over the next 2 days is then expected to strengthen and move toward the southeast U.S. coast.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S. there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system, from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas into the southern mid-Atlantic.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Humberto remains a strong Category 4 storm in the Atlantic. Another state may get rid of its income tax. Correspondent Ken Lorman crunches the numbers.
Georgia could become the 10th state with zero income tax. The Georgia state legislature is taking a serious look at the matter. Senators there recently heard from current and former officials from other states that do not have an income tax or are in the process of eliminating one. The Peach State's General Assembly voted to reduce the income tax rate from 6% to 5.75% in 2022, gradually lowering it to 5.19% this year. Ken Lorman reporting.
This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelcher says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded the U.S.'s constitutional system of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. This is SRN News. Amid rising tensions between the two countries and some heated rhetoric, the U.S. State Department says it's revoking the visa of Colombia's president. Correspondent Donna Warder reports it all began with words exchanged outside the U.N.
There was a protest in New York City on Friday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered his address to the United Nations General Assembly. And Colombian President Gustavo Petro was there, telling protesters, "The history of humanity has shown us over the millennia that when diplomacy ends, we must move to another phase of the fight." But he also told protesters, "I ask all the soldiers of the United States Army, don't point your rifles against humanity and disobey the orders of Trump." The U.S. State Department says it's revoking Petro's visa because he called on U.S. soldiers to disobey President Donald Trump's orders. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.